laughter. You kiss this world goodbye. Hypnotized by our own reflections, dumbfounded when we fall. Scrape the depths for human kindness as we make each other crawl. I'd rather be true to myself than achieve critical mass. Can't believe his own eyes. History keeps repeating as we deny and revise. I've seen empires rise up. I've seen empires fall. I scrape the depths of human kindness as we make each other.
You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM, only on to New York.
The Amazon's rainforest is being cut down so fast that by 2030, 55% of it could be completely wiped out. The Earth's forests can't speak up when they need help, but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, November 10th, join the Counseling Center for Coffee with the Counseling Center, happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Hunt Union by reception.
On Monday, November 10th, from 9 to 10 at the Waterfront, go see Chuck's Comedy Club with Kenny Mock.
On Tuesday, from 3 to 4 p.m., join SUNY Oneonta for a Veterans Day celebration in the Waterfront in Hunt Union.
On Tuesday, November 11th, from 5:30 to 7:30, join the SUNY Oneonta Badminton Club for a badminton singles tournament in which the winner can get a $50 Amazon gift card.
Also happening on Tuesday, join SUNY Oneonta for the Red Dragon Reading Series in the Martin Mullen Gallery in the Fine Arts Building. This will be happening from 7 to 9 p.m. As always, join Activities Council for Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater.
On Wednesday, November 12th, from 5:30 to 7, join women's basketball as they take on Hartwick at Dewar Arena. And right after, stay to watch men's basketball also take on Hartwick from 7:30 to 9 in Dewar Arena.
On Thursday, check out the book drive from 2:30 to 5 p.m. in the Fitzell Lobby.
On Thursday, November 13th, from 6:30 to 8, join Hooked on Tonics for their coffee house, $4 entry fee at the door, in the Hunt Union Water Room.
Also happening on Thursday, go see the Mask and Hammer Theater Club's production of Scampino, happening from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater. Find tickets online on Campus Connection. On Friday, join OK Crew for their K-pop dance workshop. This will be happening from 4 to 5 p.m. in Fine Arts 103.
On Friday, November 14th, from 6 to 7:30, join the Physics and Astronomy Club for a public observing at the SUNY Oneonta Observatory happening at College Camp.
Also happening on Friday is Mask and Hammer Club's production of Scapino, happening from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater.
On Saturday, November 15th, from 7 to 9 at Dewar Arena, come watch men's basketball as they take on Wheaton College from Massachusetts.
On Saturday from 8 to 10:15, join Activities Council for their showing of Saturday Soundscape Madonna Sticky and Sweet Tour from 2015. This will be happening in the Red Dragon Theater. Lastly, on Sunday, make sure you check out Mask and Hammer's production of Scapino, happening from 2 to 5 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. For more information about these events, check out Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone.
Can tell what they're saying on TV when it- looks just like he's intently listening, or he's just facing that direction, 'cause he knows I love pretending. I wasn't technically alone while spending my 20s neglecting texts and watching wrestling. 'Cause if he knows what they're saying, that must mean
welcome to Airbud. I got a lot to say. Usually, I got one thing I want to say at the start of the show, but I got a lot to say. First off, I was listening to music on SoundCloud. They're giving me ads in the middle of a song. In the middle. Wait, is this playing? Yes, it is. Okay, good. The middle of the song. Egregious. Spotify, when I listen to music on Spotify, doesn't work. Awesome. YouTube's making me verify my age, even though I'm a grown adult, right? I wouldn't be here if I wasn't. Making me verify my age. Could you guess the three ways they allow you to verify my age? Either I have to send evil Google a selfie of my face so that they can download it and send it to China. Or I could send them my credit card. No, not gonna do that. Or I could send them my driver's license so they could also take my face and scan it and send it to Timbuktu so they can steal all my information. I'm not doing any of that. So I just have to deal with that, you know. I've been trying to watch funny videos, but they're age restricted, so I just can't. And it sucks. And I'm so mad right now that I forgot what else I was going to say. Yeah. That's really... that's it. That's been pissing me off for a while now. But, you know, Airbud, you know. Yeah, you know. Let me play, speaking of themes, I'm going to play the theme from Animal Crossing for the GameCube, because I really like that song. That's what I was trying to listen to on SoundCloud before it gave me a mid-roll ad. In the middle of this beautiful piece. It pissed me off. This one? Oh. Is something else playing? Uh-oh. I'm playing two things at once. Hopefully that's playing. Yeah, but we're gonna keep it up. As I struggle to unwrap these headphones. Oh, it is playing. That's good. Headphones on and in the studio. And I've said on my Instagram story it was a special show. I lied. If you tuned in, get scammed, because this is no special show. This is a pretty typical show that we're going to do where... I don't really know what a typical show is, but if you did get tricked, message me, you know, say what's up, say I'm listening right now, you know, I'm not really a radio host, I'm more of a Twitch streamer, so, you know, no chat kind of messes with me, but say what's up if you're here, and call in if you'd like, that's always an open option, I get lonely in here. Oh, that's what I was going to say. They put a giant chair in here, and I don't enjoy it. Yeah, I say not a fan of the giant throne that they put in the studio. I prefer the little rolly chair. I guess it's nice, though. Oh, this is 4 p.m. from Animal Crossing. This is a great song. Let me know if music is too quiet or too loud, obviously. But let's lock it. All right. we're just, I don't know. This song is very Joncler. Maybe that's the theme. Maybe I'll just play a bunch of Joncler music and, like, see what happens, you know? But this has slowly turned into a talk show. You know, the music is still there in the background, but we're talking on here. You know, usually I don't have something to talk about for an hour, but, you know, just saying anything, really. But it's nice because it's not dead air if I'm just, you know, not saying anything. There's a little junky song in the background. I think it's so cool that Animal Crossing has a song for every time, you know, like this one. It's 7 a.m. Like, how tough is that? You hear that? Wait, that's the riff. That's the opening riff. But it's just a repeated motif. Alright, whatever. Let me get a conversation. So I'll read a tweet. We can talk about whatever tweet comes up. I hope it's a good tweet. Ah, okay. Yeah, so let me describe this. It's a screenshot from TikTok that says, POV, you just saw a middle schooler use ChatGPT to write their essay instead of using the filler word method. Shout out to the filler word method. I still do that. You know, I think everybody does that. Word limits suck. And then the comment on the TikTok from Jalen4K says, use ChatGPT since second grade. I hate essays. So I got... Since second grade. So he's older than... What, ChatGPT's been out for like 5 years now? 4 years? Maybe it's just AI, but if it's ChatGPT, then that person is no older than 11. If they were in second grade. But ChatGPT couldn't even write essays. Real ones, no. Everybody's on the ChatGPT wave now, and I feel like people think it came out like last year or something. I was pretty early on ChatGPT because my friends were nerds. And so back in like 2020, maybe even before that, whenever it came out, I was on it because... that's back when you could start different conversations with it. I think if you have Pro, you can still do that, but you would have to like open a new tab within ChatGPT and ask it a new question, because if you didn't open a new tab, it would just, it would still think you were talking about the same topic. So you would like mess with its brain or whatever, its computer brain. So it would like... It would always say, like, if you want to talk about a new topic, open a new tab. I remember you could, like... The fun thing to do was open chess.com and then play a game of chess with ChatGPT and just have it... Like, you tell it what move you do. You're like, you know... You say, like, E5, and then ChatGPT says something back. But it would always do, like, fake moves. And it would just, like, It would always do fake moves, and then it would always call checkmate when it wasn't checkmate. And just, like, it would try and win so bad, even if it was, like, just completely wrong. But, never mind. I was about to say shout out to ChatGPT, but, like, what? There's not much to shout out. Gave the song a little break. I like that one, so I just kind of stopped talking. But let's see. Let's check. Let's open my phone. You know, everybody's on their phones. Let me open mine and see what's going on. I was telling Leo this morning. In the morning, you know, I go to the dining hall, I get coffee. The coffee's so bad at the dining hall. Like, it might be the worst coffee on earth. But I get it, and I sit there, and I'll drink it. And I'll always start by opening my email, right? But I never get an email in the morning, because I also check it the night before. So I'll never have an email in the morning, and then I just switch to Twitter and scroll that for like 15 minutes and then leave. You know, that makes me feel like a chud sometimes, but my mom told me not to call myself a chud, so I'm not a chud, guys. And nobody else is allowed to call me that now. Right? Play some Sweet Trip. It's good background noise. See, I'm so worried about the time. I looked, I saw we're like 15 minutes in, and I was like, man, the show needs some direction, right? I need to move forward. But, man, I just don't feel like it. You know, maybe there's no direction to go in. Oh, that was bad. The chair is too big, I gotta say. That's what I want to talk about. I just want to complain and complain about how they put this giant chair in the studio and it's too big. It's comfortable though. But it's ginormous. I've like bumped into everything. System Milky Way. What's the group of galaxies called? You don't know anything. Would you like to be on air? Sure. All right. We got a caller in.
Phone one. State your name. Say what you do. Say how you're feeling today. And tell us your favorite color.
I'm Will Toledo.
Hello, Will. How's it going?
And my favorite color is red.
Red. What do you do? How are you feeling today?
You know, I'm feeling okay. I've been watching a lot of reality TV. So, like, I don't feel that
GS.
Great. What?
Some GS.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Well, it's cutting out so crazy.
Well, what do you do?
I do a lot of things. I'm a furry.
Oh, wait,
I'm
should,
so sorry.
Should this be over here? Is this better?
I think so.
All right. Well.
Anyway, that's enough about me.
That's enough about you. It is. It is. You want to hear this Evil Gianni x Hardo Falione winter plug type beat I made?
Yeah, I like the Sweet Trip that you were playing, though.
Well, you can hold your horses on that. Cause
take
a peek at this. Hopefully this works. You can hear this?
Yeah.
We don't have to let it play. We can talk over it.
Oh, it's awesome.
This is tough, right?
Yeah, I always forget about the producer tag, though.
Yeah, my producer tag is very tough.
It was created with AI, no?
No. He actually says that.
On the show?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hold on, you want to see?
I didn't know that. It was really interesting how when I was in Oneonta, we didn't actually watch any Family Guy. We just, like, watched clips. That was the only thing that, like, the only media that I consumed while I was there.
Well, yeah, when nobody has Hulu to watch the full episodes.
Yeah, like, you guys don't even have, like, a real TV. It's just like the old ones to play games on. It was like a really interesting setup, but no hate, I swear.
Shucks.
What was gonna be so special about the show?
About this show?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't listen to the intro. I scammed, and it's not special, but it was a vie to get more people to tune in.
Sorry, I only started listening when you were, like, talking about coffee. Sorry.
What does that say? Oh, there's a thing on the bulletin board that says Christmas or Halloween, and both of them have one vote.
Well, which one would you pick?
I'd make it two for Christmas.
For Christmas? Right, what's your favorite thing about Christmas?
You know, there's a lot of good stuff about Christmas. Christmas is great.
Oh, well, yeah. Hey, but that's kind of you, because you were Santa Claus for Halloween.
I was Santa for Halloween.
So, I guess you really do pick Christmas? Me personally,
the other reason I like... Well, there's a lot of reasons I like Christmas. But You know who likes Christmas? Alex smokes meat. Did I talk about that last week?
Maybe.
That guy's really, really funny. He's like the funniest guy on the internet. But, what did he say? He was like, he was dressed as Santa once and he was like, no, man, you wouldn't kill the Grinch. You'd kill Krampus. Right?
Yeah, I guess. But that's like a strange point to make.
I know. That's why it's so intriguing.
I don't think you should think about killing anyone on Christmas. That's what Halloween is for. That's why Halloween is so awesome. Because you could make it evil.
Why is there a beeping noise?
Oh, that's crazy.
Your phone just made the craziest noise.
Oh, it's that's still not me. That's you.
That's not me.
Oh, my God. That's not me.
Oh, it's because we have another caller. All right. Hold on. Let me see what this person's got going on, and then you can call back.
Okay.
Hello? Yep. Talking about a cat. Oh, was it like right before I started talking? That song is called Meet Hell Halfway by Summer Breeze. It was the rock song, right? Yeah. Yeah. No problem. We got another caller. Hold on. Hey, this is Wony. Would you like, do you consent to be on air? Yeah? Yeah. And you know the guy. I know that you know the guidelines. All right. All right. Who's this? What do you do? What's your favorite color? And what was the other question? I don't remember.
I'm Leo. My job is I'm Joe's roommate. And I'm with Henry.
Yeah, what's up, guys? It's me, Henry.
What is who are you, Henry? What do you do? And what's both of your favorite colors?
My favorite color is orange, and I do swag thing.
Swag
I like
things.
Green. I like green.
I like green.
Yep. Wait, but Joe, what you got going on today? What's the plan for today?
I thought it was going to be a special show, and so far I've been listening, and it has been underwhelming.
Very bland show.
Yeah.
Well, then, I don't believe you've been listening, because I've said three times now, I'm scamming. I lied.
Well, all right. I knew you did say that, but...
Yeah.
It's
so
bland nonetheless. Yeah. You gotta level your game up. Yeah.
Gotta level my game up.
Yeah. You're a disingenuous boy. And, and you're a disingenuous guy, and you're a bad DJ.
What was the little pause for? Were we taking glances at each other?
Well, no, he just said guy with a funny accent. And so I gave him a little look.
Yeah. Noidy has that accent.
Noidy does have that accent.
I miss Noidy.
Yeah.
You went on a pilgrimage.
Yeah.
Where? Pilgrimage to where? Israel.
Oh. What do you have to say about that, Joe? Hey, Joe, you should be interviewing us, actually, because we're your guests.
Yeah.
Why am I the host of your show now?
Your show is so bland that we're DJing your own show.
Yeah.
All right. The next song I'm going to play, guys, is what's a good Osama song?
Osama song. Monster Jam.
Yeah, we're going to play that next.
Then play it.
All right.
Wait, hold up. There's another person I want to talk on there.
Wait, yeah. Hey, what's up, Joe?
Who's
what's
this?
Up, good old buddy pal. Hey, Joe.
Who's this? And what's your favorite color?
What's my favorite color? My favorite color is the carrot.
What?
Get out of here. That was Noity Noy.
I don't think I'm a bad host. I think you guys are bad guests.
I will ask us some better questions.
Yeah, you said, what's your favorite color?
Yeah, what is your favorite color? And now what did we say? Orange and green?
Orange, green, and Noity Noy got carrot.
Yeah, so you already said it.
Carrot. Yep. Is that like one of the Crayola colors? Is that a special one? A special one for a special boy?
Yeah, it's like the special one. It was like the extra long crayon, you know? You always remember like opening those Crayola boxes and like they had the rose, but like that was like the one crayon that wasn't... It was in the top, but it was
the box. Right, Nate, right.
Wait, Mitch also wants to introduce himself.
How's it going?
Oh. Oh, really? Would you like to be on air? Oh. Wait, hold on. Let me reposition the mic. Because, would you like to be on air? Yeah. It's my show. And you know what? You've just revitalized Air Bud. Because I'm back. So we're going to keep talking about whatever. I got an Instagram DM from Tristan. Shout out. Yeah. Right, Tristan. And he said greetings in like the cursive font. And I'm a big fan of Tristan's Instagram. This guy, I went to the same high school as him. He's a bit of a chuckle F, we'll call him. And he was on his notes, his IG notes. And he's always saying whatever on there, but he was saying F the school. And then he dropped our school's name. And he was kind of nonstop posting for a little bit about how much he just hates our high school. You know, I think you'd hate a lot less if you stopped getting into trouble, Tristan. That's what I gotta say. Spotify has listening stats now. Let's check mine. I was just gonna say that and be like, you know, Spotify's got listening stats. But let's check them. Hold on. Hey. You, I'm pointing at you. Listen to me right now. I could be a great guest. Let me call you right now. No, Noity, no. All right? Stop. You meddling kids. I sound like a schizophrenic in here. And it's all because of you meddling kids. See, I got a wonderful call from someone asking, hey, what's that song you played? I really liked it. And then right after, I had these meddling kids, right? All right, whatever. Listening stats. Could you guess? It's buffering because Spotify doesn't work at all. Also, this song is really good. This is a Cinnamon Dragon Blues. Love this song. Reminds me of Nujabes. All right, it just loaded. How do I check? Never mind, it's still buffering. But it says that my top artist was Pardo Fallion. Awesome. And my top track was... Oh, my top track for the month was Don't Let Start by They Might Be Giants. That's a great song. Should play that one. I feel like everyone's... This is just going to mainstream, like, getting obsessed with your Spotify numbers. Because if you have Last.fm, you're already cooked. Or if you use, what's the other one, Stats for Spotify or Stats for SoundCloud, like, you're cooked if you use that already. But now it's built in, so don't even need to go on the app. Oh, it even gives me a little collage of all the music I listen to. Isn't that so nice? 29% of your music listening, or 1 hour and 41 minutes, was spent listening to Kate Bush. Wow. Nearly a third. Pretty cool. On that song real quick. I really love that song. And I like this one too. Shout out to Shuffling a good playlist. I got another... See, my SoundCloud account is pretty inactive, but I had a bot DM me the other day, and surprised me. You know, I thought the bot DMs were kind of like, I don't know. I just thought that, like, wasn't even a thing anymore. I thought they eradicated that, but it seems it's gotten worse, which isn't good. I locked in on that song too. That was I like. I was just watching the second counter go up. I was listening and I was learning with that song. But I have an announcement to make. If you are listening to this show, to Airbud, right, and you've been listening for 40 minutes, or you just tuned in because you're flicking through channels, if you like Super Smash Bros. Melee and you're in Oneonta on Monday at night, come to Curtis Hall, right, 7:30, and go to Start GG and sign up for our little Smash tournament that we're doing. We're probably going to get like 9 people to pull up. So be number 10, right? Be number 11 if it gets to that. And if someone drops out, be number 5 or 6 or 7 or 8, right? So pull up to that. Also, next weekend, I'm going to Philadelphia with a bunch of people for No John's 5. It's a regional tournament. Couple top 100 players. I think one or two top 10 players are going to be there. And it'll be fun. Right? Everybody say, let's go 1-2 and not 0-2. You know? Let's say, please give me a free set. You know, I'd love to play like a really bad Marth round 1. That would be awesome. But that will be fun. All right, I'm going to play. I will play. See, there's like D&B on right now. Breakcore, jungle, or whatever you want to call it. But I want none of that. I want none of that. So I gotta switch the song quick. Well, let's play Dream Ivory. If you don't know the band Dream Ivory, they have that one TikTok song, and they're both Filipino. So shout out Filipinos. But this is a really calm show. I'm feeling my brain is relaxed, you know. So play some relaxing stuff. This is Blue by Dream Ivory. I'm gonna keep talking with it, but I really do like this song. We'll be right back. This is more Dream Ivory, but I was looking at Twitter. I was trying to find another tweet to talk about. I found Albert Einstein has a Twitter account, one. And two, I have him blocked on Twitter. Isn't that... That's odd. That's queer. I don't know why he has an account. It says official Twitter account of the world's favorite genius. Authorized by the Albert Einstein Estate. He has a website, too. What, like... I understand, like, making a website out of... You know, if you wanted to... Like, a website of all his theorems. I don't even know. He's, like, a scientist. What do they even do? But... I don't know, a Twitter account that, like, has his little... It's just a guy. Like, he's a famous guy, but it's like... Dude, it's Albert Einstein. He's dead. Like, I don't know how much is there to talk about. Oh, hold on. Welcome back.
Hello?
Yeah, how's it going?
This is, like, my fourth time calling with no answer.
Oh, boo-hoo.
Okay.
Yeah, the truth hurts.
Am I live? Can they hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're playing Dream Ivory.
Also, I agree with Henry. I think you should interview your guest instead of us. Hey, you can't text me SOS. Like,
SOS, save our show. Should we play that in the background?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, there's a difference between why am I interviewing you and meddling kids asking me a bunch of dumb questions while I'm trying to get through. There's like four of them. It's like, man, let me talk. Give me a sec. Give me a sec. No, let's play that. SOS. Save. Our show. This is gonna be so chuddly. You know what? Wait, I have a better idea. Let's play the music and this at the same time. Now there's an ad. Wait. Here we go. You can barely hear it, but that's so tough. You know what? Let's play, let's add. Let's play, like... What do you vote on? I'm thinking either rain noises or white noise.
What about whale noises?
Hello?
Yeah? Hello?
Yep.
Are you gonna play the whale noises?
He's
yeah.
I would like
so,
to,
what do you want? Oh, there's another one.
Warrior mode.
What do you want? Well done. Oh my god, I just punched the mic. Text me one if that was bad. Text me two if it was fine. Text me one if you want white noise. Text two if you want rain noise. Shout out chat. Shout out everyone. Shout out speed. Shout out Blazing the Asian. Shout out Fulcrum. Now I'm going to play white noise for Andy. Shout out Andy.
Forever, you devastating with this video down to the box. I'm gonna put together the best song anyone.
is the Dream Ivory not playing? Oh, it is. There's just, like, so much going on. Shout out. Let's get more playing. I'm enjoying the overstimulation right now. What else could I play? It's, like, really, really annoying. The white noise isn't so bad, I gotta say. It's kind of adding to the music. I could scroll YouTube Shorts. Wow. Hey, Mars, if you're listening, there's a My Little Pony YouTube Short. Oh, great. Can you hear the tough YouTube Shorts? All right, welcome back. I'm getting meddled with.
You mean to play the Dream Ivory?
I got four calls.
You're getting them all at once today. Well, it's because you lied and said it was a special stream. And now you're suffering, so everyone feels bad.
No, it's because I called them meddling kids, and then they acted like meddling kids. You meddling kids.
Were they the only people calling?
Yeah. Yeah, because I picked up and I would hear one frame of some... And Mitch, if you're doing this while eating chips at my desk and you get crumbs everywhere again, ooh, I'm airing him out live on air. If you do that again, you hear that? It's like that.
Why would someone ever do that to you? What's so appealing about your desk specifically?
I have the most appealing desk, the most appealing room.
No, I thought Henry, like, I thought his desk was pretty cool.
What if the Family Guy and the Simpsons switched places? Is that tough? How audible is the YouTube Shorts?
Like, not really.
Alright, I gotta play something else. I can vaguely hear, like, everything, and it's like...
It doesn't have to be like this.
Do you hear the sped up? Wait, shh. Listen very closely.
What is it? YouTube Shorts?
Is that audible?
Like, not really.
Okay, good. I tried to turn it up a little bit and it was just like... PS4 home screen music. Let's play that too.
Okay, right, I'm
gonna turn it all up. I'm a little scared, but let me turn this all up. Wait, let me play something else first.
You say save our show, but you ruined your own show.
SOS, save our show. Oh, a full episode of regular show. Wait, let me play that too. And then let me throw on, I don't know, what do you watch on YouTube?
I don't know. Let me see. Nothing, like, interesting. Oh, you can put on Good Mythical Morning.
Oh, that's great.
I've been watching that a lot.
Good Mythical Morning. And then listen very close. Actually, you don't need to listen that closely anymore because it's super loud and I can hear all of it. But
yeah, I could definitely hear now.
Oh, there's a tough ad. All right, listen very closely. Well, I turn it up. The white noise is overpowering.
It's getting a lot louder.
Is this tough? Can you hear me? We'll
like
save
the
that.
Angels
I think
are coming down from the heavens.
I think that's how I'll end the show. I'll go back to it and I'll just straight like heat death of the universe. Everything will be playing at the same time, and then we can leave with it.
Okay.
We do only have 4 minutes left, though. You got anything to say?
Not really, but if anyone out there has watched Vanderpump Rules, I started watching it, guys. The show is freaking crazy.
What even is that?
It's this reality show. It's basically one of the ladies from one of the Real Housewives show has, this restaurant, and all these kids are in the restaurant, and they're all crazy. And, yeah, that's really all I have to say. And I'm going to see Five Nights at Freddy's 2 early release, guys, and I'm really excited. And I'm going to dress up as a puppet, and I'm maybe pushing 20, but that's okay.
The puppet.
Yeah, that's my favorite. And Mangle.
I just realized I have two audio sources here, so we could play more noise on the other one and really get it bumping.
Okay.
So what's some like awesome noise you like to add to your noise collages when you make them?
Well, I did say whale noises before. I thought that would be interesting. But maybe,
I like whale noises. That's cool. Why were you listening to whale noises?
Because I like whale noises.
Oh, wait. I just got recommended a video called Whale Swallows Kayaker.
Whoa. You could play that also.
That sounds crazy.
What would you do in that situation?
Man, I don't know. I would get eaten.
You think? I think that you could persevere.
All right, well, as we pull into the last minute of Airbud. Do you have any final words?
No, not really. That's it for me.
Yeah,
sorry.
No speech. No nothing.
Not today. Just yeah. Guys, stop using ChatGPT. That's all I have to say.
Well, stay with us as the universe dies here, and you know, as everything encroaches. Thank you so much for listening to Airbud. Thank you. Bye.
Listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
Hey man, you seen that bear go by here?
A bear?
Yeah man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Ah, come on man.
Yeah man, he had a shovel in his hand too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket too?
No man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Oh, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Well, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know. And like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, man?
That's right. Yeah, smoke. Like.